Welcome to the Moviga Podcast. We're talking all things movies, video games, and more. My name is Steven, joined today by Justin.
What up?
Byron.
Hello, hello.
What's good, guys?
Oh, you know.
Living the dream.
Dude, yeah. We got like a rotation going. It was you, the three of us two times ago, and then it was me and Asia and Austin last week, and now it's you guys are back.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I was moving
rooms last week.
Mm.
This was my daughter's room previously.
You kicked her out.
Kicked her out, man. She just, you know what? We were like,
she's old enough.
You cry too much. You're a big baby, you know, when it comes to a lot of things.
Pretty much everything. She's just a baby.
Yeah, just a baby, dude. And I can't
stand big babies.
Yeah, and so my son and my daughter now share a room upstairs. They are two and 9 months old, and so it's been pretty easy, pretty great. And so now our downstairs is free, and I'm down here now. So, but hey-o. I wasn't ready. Took some finagling with the internet to get it all working good. Even when we got it working, it was only like 100 up and down. And so
no
when
shot.
They came back out.
Not
they came back
work.
Out and they were like, what's funny is they were like, yeah, your router's trash, dude. Like
you need ours.
Well, so I have theirs. and I have their like mega one or whatever. That's and they were better. Like, they were like, yeah, we pushed out an update and it basically ruined 50% of them.
Oh my gosh.
They were like, he's like, I have a whole bunch in my van. He's like, that work. He's like, so I'll be right back. And he like swapped it out. Bro, that junk was immediate. The internet was like, bah! 1,000 Dang. Up and down across nice. The you know, across the board. So I was like, never know what you're missing.
Because mm-hmm.
100 is still great, but like, When the gig is flowing, it's
this game's the game starts growing, dude.
Yep, that's it.
I think that's their motto.
Yeah,
Home Telecom.
Yeah. They're heavy on the gamer market.
Yeah, the gamer's growing.
The gamer's growing because the gig is flowing.
Right.
Oh,
that's why they say that.
That's the, yeah, it's it rhymes. Okay. It's like poetry.
Love.
Speaking of poetry.
Poetry.
Segue for later, so not really a segue, but foreshadow for later. Anyway, segue into, I'll tell you in a minute. It's in my washing plan.
I'm teasing.
Okay. Oh my God.
I'm teasing.
I'm like looking at the topics and I'm like, I don't see any poetry.
Robots,
stop,
dude.
Stop teasing.
Okay, no more teasing. I'm not. Stop teasing you guys. Right now, welcome everyone. This is Moviga. Real quick, if you're new here, we have a weekly podcast every Moviga Monday at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/Moviga and on our website, movigapodcast.com. That's where you want to go right there, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's got all the links you'll ever need. So follow us on Twitch.
Purchasables up there pretty soon, right?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Some perch merch.
Merch.
Anyway, so keep an eye out for that. While you're on our website, check all the links. Follow us on social media at Moviga Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. I've posted some stuff lately, so you know what? Go check her out.
Dude, we also been streaming.
Oh yeah, dude! Did you stream coffee stream the other day?
I did.
I missed it.
Stream some coffee.
I need to get this. This is behind the scenes for you guys. I need to get like the overlays, like the.
Yeah, we need the vertical ones.
The switcher ones, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Or so, like not yeah. Well, if you're switcher, but like the Instagram ones, is what I meant.
Yeah. Okay. So
I have normal ones, but whatever.
All right. Bet.
Yeah, it was fun. We did some coffee streams.
Got him. So follow us there. You don't want to miss that. And follow us wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all in places. Our episodes go live every Friday. Give us a like, share us with your friends. We'd appreciate it. We have a wild show tonight, today. This
wild.
Day. It's going to get wild. We're talking mostly Disney news, but Disney is so huge, it's basically everything. Deadpool, all the Disney movies coming out. Checking my notes. A Disney epic Fortnite mega world Oasis Ready Player One virtual social community. I think is what it's called. Is happening. So we're going to be talking about that.
It's the working title.
But before we get to that, I want to know if you guys have been watching, playing, starting with Brian.
Dude, honestly, not a lot. It's been a busy couple of weeks. I'm still watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but I'm not going to count that one because...
Dude, what the frick?
There's not there. I'm not going to count it. The only game I've really been playing, there's been two games. Baldur's Gate 3, still neck deep in that. Loving it. I just rescued one of my friends from a very daring and dangerous position. So it was nice to have them back because they were somebody who's been with me since the start. And my party felt very peg-legged without them. Also I started Horizon Zero Dawn again.
Ew.
I just am. Destiny is not in a lull. It's just like that time right before a big DLC drop when there's other awesome games and I'm going to spend my time there rather than, you know, grinding for no reason because there's no like brand new content. So whatever. Also been watching Traitors on Peacock. Season two just came out. If you watched The Mole on Netflix, it's very similar to that. I think it came out before The Mole, though. The Mole is an old, like a revamp of an old show. Traitors is like a new concept where there's like a group of like 25-ish people, and there's three traitors among them, but only the traitors know who each other are. And nobody else knows who anybody is. And like their goal, they're all competing in like challenges, kind of like Survivor, to like add money to a prize pot. And then at the end, if the traders are successful, they get all the money split between them. Or if they're not, then the faithful is what they're called. They get the money. And so like they're like, you know, sneaking around, trying to do like crazy stuff. And like each night, everybody together at a round table votes one person out. They banish them. And then that same night, the traitors murder one person. Like,
Actually.
Yeah.
Actually murder. No, they hypothetically murder them in the game.
Oh.
And it's just been really interesting because like the traitors in the game are playing really, really, really smart. I feel like usually in these kind of shows there's always like one person that you're like, God, dude, like you're so freaking dumb, like just play the game, because he's like, no, he's my friend, I'm not gonna do that. And it's like, and then like, dude, the next day they're like, oh yeah, that guy's the traitor. And
that was Shoebomb in the first season of Circle.
Like, oh,
everyone
yeah
loved him, but he was like,
yeah,
I'm gonna stay to my word and, you know, not vote this person. Everyone else was just like, yeah, I'm voting this person because
yeah, they're like, oh, Shoebomb's getting popular, I gotta put him last so that way yeah, you know, I can like game the ratings. Which I'm like, that's in that season, that's why like Mercedes stayed as long as she did, dude. Her like ranking and all that, she's so smart how she played the game. Anyway, that's it for me. Traitors is super fun. You should watch it.
Will do. Justine?
Or Justin? So, I just want to point out the fact that Brian made it very clear before we got on, only three watching and playing. And then he's like,
I mentioned I was watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Fine, you know what? I take it back. I'm not watching it.
Yeah, good.
Forgetting said that.
So,
yeah, redact it.
It's probably a good week to do the three because I've watched well over 20 movies in the last week.
20 movies?
Sheesh.
Yeah.
That's a lot of movies.
Dee and Della were out of town last weekend, and I just watched so many things. So many things. But The best thing that I watched was recommended by I Lived in New York. It's a movie called Blue Ruin. And it is the best revenge film that I have ever seen.
The Ruin?
Primarily because the...
Blue Ruin.
Blue Ruin. Primarily because the main character, he's not like a John Wick. He's not a cop or like former cop. He's literally just a dude. And it's so good. So watch that. Started playing Case of the Golden Idol, which is a like, it's like a point and click detective type game.
I've never played those, but I know they're like, what's the word I'm looking for? Cult, classic, popular. Niche.
Oh. Yeah.
People who like them really like them.
Our friend Nerd Pastor Nate put me on it, and it was on sale for like $11. So I picked it up. It's literally, it's like, it's a tiny game. It's, I'm pretty sure it's like 57 megabytes. Like it's a super simple game, but I love those like detective puzzly type games, and that's what it is. So, been playing that, and as of 2 days ago, I have been super addicted to Marvel Strike Force, which
is it like a mobile game or
It's a mobile game.
We'll go mobile.
Oh wait, is that the one that's like the? It's like that Star Wars game.
Yeah, it's basically the Star Wars game.
Galaxy of Heroes.
Yeah. But I love it so much. I've been playing a ton since I started Saturday. But yeah.
Is it as complicated as Galaxy of Heroes?
What makes like, well, you like collect tons of heroes and you like upgrade them. I mean, there's like, it's almost like Destiny before they fixed the material thing.
Okay.
Like
yeah,
there's all these different things. Yeah. Like you collect this thing and it's for this person. Like,
yeah, it's pretty. Yeah. So Galaxy of Heroes is like there where it's like, you have to get three blue metal L looking things. And that slots into one green orb, which slots into your hero.
Sounds like Destiny.
You need 50 of them.
Sounds
and I'm like,
like,
oh,
Destiny.
My God. But now, yeah, so, now Galaxy of Heroes has ships and heroes and it's light side and dark side. And then there's like, there's a lot. It's too much. So I was hoping Strike Force was less complicated because I miss Galaxy of Heroes.
Yeah.
I'm going to hop back in, but.
But yeah, so that's it for me. What about you, Steven?
Me personally? Let's see here. You know what movie I saw in theaters when I was a kid? And I remember thinking like, you guys are cheating. You're looking at the topics right now.
I'm not.
Oh, I... Yeah.
Now I'm going to.
No, please. and I remember thinking like, yeah, it's pretty fun. And I haven't really like given it any attention since then. And I was trying to find something to watch with my son the other day. And I was like, dude, let's just throw this on, whatever. Robots from Blue Sky Animation. Yep. It was 20th Century Fox. I think Blue Sky got shut down. I don't know if it was before. I think it was after Disney bought it. So they did like Rio. Is it Rio? With Michael Cera as the bird.
Yeah.
and something else I can't remember. Anyway. Yeah, it's not a freaking masterpiece, but I really enjoyed it. It's just a good time. Ewan McGregor. It's one of those movies where I don't love when movies just cast like whoever's popular right now, because then just a few years later, you're like, that's super random. And this movie definitely did that. It's got Ewan McGregor and Robin Williams, who's awesome. Mel Brooks, who's awesome. But then it's got Drew Carey, Amanda Bynes. Else? Yeah. Harlan Williams, who isn't necessarily like I don't know. He's still kind of around, but anyway, just like Jay Leno is a fire hydrant. It's just random.
I remember that. Yeah.
But, it's just a fun movie. If you haven't seen it, it's on HBO Max, I think. And possibly, I mean, it might be on Disney Plus. If
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah. Jennifer Coolidge, who was not popular for a long time. And then thanks to, is it White Lotus? Now she's super popular again. Yeah, it's fun. It's crazy. I know. There's a lot of people. James Earl Jones is for 2 seconds, but a lot of the voices are just for 2 seconds. But
Greg Kinnear. I've never seen this movie.
Halle Berry.
It's good.
It is really good. Name? And Paula Abdul. Al Roker. Anyway, what's even funnier about this is that this morning I was meeting with somebody about work stuff, and we quoted this movie. Completely. I had no idea that you were going to talk about it, and we quoted this movie.
Hey,
we were talking about... I was looking at a software, and they were like, oh, I know this software like the back of my hand. Hey, what's that? And she was like, what's that from? And I was like, Robots with Robin Williams? Duh. That was a great one.
It's
a good.
It's great, dude. And it looks surprisingly good for how old it is.
That was such a weird time for movies, man.
It was. Because on autoplay, after that movie, it keeps playing Monsters vs. Aliens, which I never saw. Yeah. But the character models in... Is that DreamWorks? Those early DreamWorks movies, the character models are just not right looking. The humans in in Monsters vs. Aliens are just kind of unsettling. Especially the president, he funky looking. Anyway, Robots, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's a fun time. I'm also watching through Superman the Animated Series again. Very long. It's only 3 seasons. I love it so much. Batman the Animated Series and Superman and Justice League is the trinity of superhero cartoons for me. Obviously, Batman Beyond is in that same universe, which is also great. I've been kind of reading into the production a lot more than I did back in the day when I watched it. And it's kind of a bummer because Bruce Timm, who did Batman the Animated Series with Paul Dini and stuff, they also did Superman. Uh-huh. And they admittedly, I think Bruce Timm was straight up I didn't really know Superman that well. I really knew Batman, and there's a lot I would change about Superman the Animated Series now. Which is kind of sad because I still loved it. I love everybody. All the voices are perfect. Tim Daly's Superman, which then had to be recast for Justice League. But both the voices are great. But there are definitely some things that I don't love. Lois, does not give a crap about Clark. I just finished a 3-episode story arc where Batman is there and she's boyfriends with Bruce Wayne.
Oh yeah.
She is dating Bruce Wayne. We're boyfriends. But I don't know, just some of that stuff. I'm and the way the show ends, I won't spoil it, but it ends on unsatisfied, dark note for a cartoon character and I think they had planned to the next season, recover all that and rebuild what was destroyed. Not necessarily physically, but, and then it never happened. Yeah, so it always
wait till 2003 to see what happens.
I know. Unfortunately, Justice League doesn't really pick up where it left off. It's just kind of it happened, whatever. But, just a great cartoon. That's the epitome of superhero cartoons for me. So if you haven't watched, I recommend. They're also on HBO, I'm pretty sure. And then, this is super random. Brooks, homeschool in chat. This is what I was talking about earlier. And the poetry. I've just been teasing this all night, dude. And it's very random. So I was just scrolling YouTube and this guy popped up on my YouTube. I think his name is Malcolm. I bet
in the middle.
Yep. Malcolm in the middle. No. Malcolm Gwite. I don't know how to spell his last name.
Gladwell.
Or how to say his last name. But anyway, it's this random little YouTube channel of this like professor who it always starts off with like, it's like a POV thing, which is like a little bit cheesy. But the camera dude like knocks on the door and he walks in. He's like, oh, come inside. Come inside. I was just prepping my pipe. And he like, he literally talks like that. And he just gets his pipe ready. He's like putting, tobacco in it. And he'll just start talking about the backy. He'll start talking about like Tom Bombadil, and he'll like read some Hobbit and stuff like that. It's not all Tolkien because he's a writer as well. So sometimes he'll do his own stuff. He also loves Narnia and C.S. Lewis stuff. But anyway, it's not like good cinematography. It's like a camcorder and a dude, but something about it is just so dang cozy for me to throw it up and just hear this guy talking about like reading some of the Hobbit and stuff like that. So I've been enjoying it. Brooks in chat, you should, Malcolm in the Middle Earth. He says, that's what it is. You should give Malcolm it a watch. In the Middle Earth. Recommend. I like that. Anyway, that's it for me.
That's cool.
Quick break.
That's it then. Yeah.
All right, yeah. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk Deadpool. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Lee. Did you know that you can find us on social media? At Moviga Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And while you're there, check out the link in our bio to find us on all of our other links. We'd also love to have you join our Discord community and be a part of the conversation there. And don't forget to follow us wherever you're listening, because we're posting episodes like this one every Friday, so you can stay up to date. Give us a like, share us with your friends. We'd appreciate it.
Welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. Exciting things happening in the Disney world. First off, for those of you who don't care about sports, the Super Bowl just happened. And for some of us, the trailers are more exciting than the game. Which the game was not that exciting to me until like the very
end. You are wrong.
You enjoyed it. It was like no scoring at all until the very end.
It was a defensive game. I mean,
it was a lame offensive game.
I would rather there be
a million no scoring points,
and then at the very end, then no scoring at all.
Oh, no scoring.
I mean, that's
it was a good game. It was
good game.
It was a very good. If you enjoy like football and the game of football, it was like a very well played game.
I feel like I was more over it than most football games I watch. Like by the end of it, I was also very tired, but by the end of it, I was kind of just like, I'm just ready for this to be over. Like, I'm over it.
Man, no, dude. It was stressing me out. Screaming. The whole fourth quarter, we were like jumping up and down and like yelling and screaming.
I think I was just annoyed with the stress.
Anyway, I mean, the Chiefs really.
You don't like anything that's stressful.
That's true.
The Chiefs really played against themselves in the first half, in my opinion. Like, the only reason they were not winning already was because of their own, like, mistakes. But
yeah, and the script.
They came back out, and the script, you know.
Oh, yeah, the script.
They came back out second half they and did, really dude. Turned it up a notch.
They did. They had to get Taylor Swift out there on the field.
Yep. She won it. She caught the final slam dunk.
Yep.
Yep.
For the extra 3 points.
Yeah, they showed the owner of the Chiefs, and Haley was like, there's the owner, and then it cut to Taylor Swift, and I was like, there's the owner right there.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Anyway.
You know, if they ever break up, she's just going to buy the Chiefs, right?
She probably will, and then not let him leave and then put him on the bench. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Or like make him a quarterback or something. Just be like, gosh, you're bad at this because I said you are.
Yikes. Anyway, more sports on our other podcast. But tonight we're talking about
Moviga Sports Podcast.
Oh, Austin and Brian talking about baseball.
Nope, pass. Just kidding. I'm out.
Just kidding. Okay, Deadpool and Wolverine trailer debuted. Now they do this thing where it's a whole lot cheaper, and they just do like a 10-second ad and then say the full trailer online. And then I go online and I'm like refreshing. I'm like, no, it's not. Quit lying. Anyway, Deadpool not and me. Wolverine trailer debuted. Thoughts?
I would say that I think it looks a little better than...
Okay.
I've only seen the first one. And honestly, that was maybe like the Super Bowl, like my Super Bowl for Steve, like Steve's Super Bowl. I felt about the way Steve felt about the Super Bowl, where I was like 2/3 of the way through this movie. I was like, all right, can it like be done? Like, I get it. He's sassy. I don't know. It's kind of whatever. I like the fact, like the intro where he kind of looks like a doofus.
Yeah.
Because like, I was like, oh, is he old? And then like, they like snatched the wig off him and stuff. Well, and I was like, oh yeah, that's right.
There's speculation that he maybe found a way to get into another timeline, because the dude with the mustache that you saw,
mm-hmm.
spoilers for Deadpool 2, but it's kind of a goof. Okay. It's not really like a major plot point. He dies in a goofy way. So the fact that he's there, the trailer, people are like, oh, he was able to go into a new universe. And now maybe that's why the TVA found him. And they're like,
yeah,
bring him into the Disney universe.
Variant or something. Or
something like that. Anyway, continue.
That'd be kind of cool. I don't hate that. It looked at least interesting, like plot wise to me. Like, I was at least like, okay. So, I mean, I'll go see this one, which is more than I could say for how I felt about the last two. I don't know. I don't love Deadpool. I really like Ryan Reynolds. And that's kind of where I sit with it right now. This one looks interesting, so I'll go see it. That's all I have to say.
Hey-o. Justin, any thoughts?
So Brian has seen one more Deadpool movie than I have.
Wow.
And... I don't know. So, two things from the trailer. One, if they have the TVA without Morbius, I'm out.
You mean Mobius? Is it Mobius?
Mobius, whatever his name is.
Morbius. Morbin time.
Yeah. I thought Morbius sounds right. That is a name. It's just
if I don't get Jared Leto in this movie, I'm out.
Seriously.
But something else, not a fan, and this is going to be a hot take.
Uh-oh.
I'm not a fan of comic book accurate Wolverine.
Really? In what
because
way?
Because hair looks stupid in real life.
Well, that's what I was, we've seen him in every movie. Are you including all the movies?
I mean, they made it cooler.
I don't know about that.
Just like straight up, like
I think his hair looks. I'm trying to remember the screenshots, and it was like the X-Men 1. They were very
X-Men 1 definitely.
It was almost like a helmet on his head. but by the time X-Men or no, The Wolverine came around, where he was in Japan, it was kind of just like a couple cow licks, and then by Logan, he just had normal hair. But I feel like the couple cow licks is kind of where we are in Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I don't care. And it worries me, because the fact that I don't care worries me, because it seems like this is going to be like an anchor to the MCU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least from this trailer. So. Yeah, we'll see.
Me personally, I'm very stoked. I also, I'm not obsessed with the first.
You also didn't like the Super Bowl, so can we?
That's
just
true.
Skip the
Who
next,
can even trust like, me? Yeah. I didn't like the Super Bowl. I didn't. I'm not as obsessed with Deadpool 1 and 2 as many are. I also, Deadpool isn't like my favorite character, but I do think they're solid. Definitely worth seeing. I mean, Deadpool 1 was like low budget, like, you know, first foray. It was definitely a risk. Deadpool 2 budget got a little bigger. The story was okay, but I definitely think that, but it was also like in a universe that was kind of dying. So like that was even more of a reason to not care as much. So the fact that he's coming over to the MCU and like all the timeline stuff that they've kind of been playing with, Deadpool can just like have a ball with it. And
yeah,
so I'm not sure like where this will line up with like where Loki was. Cause you see Thomas McFadden, I think is his name in the trailer, the guy from Succession, who seems to be someone high up in the TVA. And I don't think we've seen him before that, to my knowledge. So yeah, I'm stoked. I think it looks funny. I'm very stoked to see Wolverine in his suit, the little charm bracelet they have in the, like,
hate it.
The promo stuff has Wolverine's helmet, which is kind of cool. So maybe that'll show up. And it looks him in like, maybe it's just the snowy forest, but it kind of gives the Age of Ultron vibes. And that's kind of where you see a clip of him watching that. Yeah, so it kind of seems like kind of the way Endgame was, like a parade of Marvel movies. This could potentially be somewhat like that. Like he's entering into
Pyro.
You see Pyro, which is huge. The guy who was in X-Men 2 and 3. And he's cool even gotten his like little goggles, which is kind of more accurate. So I'm stoked. I think it looks funny. I think it's cool that he's in the MCU and can have fun with all the stuff. They're bringing Wolverine back. And this has been the movie. I feel like it was this way with Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness, where I was like, dude, this is going to get wild. This is going to like change everything. And then it didn't. And I'm like, dude, Marvel, what are we doing? What the heck are we doing? So
dude, yeah,
this is the next one where I'm like, this could potentially change stuff. So I'm curious.
I loved Multiverse of Madness, the movie. Mm-hmm. Like I really thought it was pretty great. It has a terrible name. Literally rename it. Cause it wasn't that mad. Like there wasn't that much madness.
It was that one scene where they were slipping through all the time.
Yeah. Stuff. Yeah. I was like, you went to like three different worlds or whatever. And like, that was kind of cool. But like the movie was good, dude. I liked the evil Strange, like in the fight there with like the music and all that was super cool.
Oh yeah.
The zombie part was really fun too. Like that was really cool. And I'm like, this was just a good, fun movie. And the name made everybody like go into it. Like what secrets will be revealed? And it made all of the like, cameos and stuff like feel dumb.
Because none of them meant anything, especially
and it's like, they weren't supposed to, like they definitely weren't supposed to,
but I'm like, you can't play like that.
Yeah, you can't name it like Multiverse of Madness. This changes everything. And then it's like, here's all of the characters you've ever loved. And never mind.
They're dead.
Just kidding. I don't know. I like Ryan Reynolds enough to kind of like maybe put some trust in this movie. I do like that it's like connecting. Like, the Fox universe and stuff, which I really
liked. Half of those movies sucked, but half of them were awesome.
And so I really liked all of the X-Men ones. What were the other ones? The Fox ones? Were there other non-X-Men ones?
Fantastic Four.
Which probably won't get mentioned, but maybe. There was a rumor that Michael Chiklis would reprise his role as the Thing. But he debunked it, which who knows who you can believe these days. But I love the X-Men movies. I mean, X-Men 1, X-Men 2, Days of Future Past, the Wolverine, Logan. Those are the good
ones. Replace Logan with X3.
I mean, X3
Logan's not a great movie, dude.
Oh, no.
I'm throwing it out there, man.
Logan put that in your bad take channel on Discord.
You're
I'm about so to do it right wrong. Now. It is such an okay movie, dude.
Logan, not it, not it. is
I lived in New York is losing in chat right now.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's so boring.
You
it's
also watched it in broad daylight over the course of 2 days. That's the problem.
No, I didn't. I watched it in one sitting. I got bored and had to pause it because we had a brand new baby. But, that movie takes, and the fact that, like, I don't know. I think they know it was bad because they were like, the continuation of whatever. And then they're like, no, it's standalone. That's why all the characters that you love are dumb and you hate them in this movie. It's because it's not them. It's not really them. And I'm like, all right. I think it's because I hate this dumb movie. I watched it again, but
Anyway. All that being said,
I'm putting it in the movie the bad take right now.
Do it. Yeah, so to me it looks great. I'm excited for it. I'm trying to pull out some potential Easter eggs. Let's see. Obviously the fact that he's fighting and there's a giant 20th Century Fox logo behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Makes people think that it's going to take place in the Void, which is a mysterious place we've seen before in season 1 of Loki, where the main Loki was pruned. So that could be kind of cool. Although it looks different than it did in Loki, right? Wasn't it kind of green in Loki? I can't remember. But there's also like a little comic like book. And one of the colors, you know. You can see an issue of the Secret Wars comic book on the ground in one shot.
Which is exciting because that teases the potential of some stuff we've heard, like Doctor Doom and
yes,
other stuff, which is would be exciting.
Sick. I thought I saw Doctor Doom in one shot, but that was not him. Aaron Stanford coming back as Pyro is super cool.
Yeah.
It's
what a cool character, man.
Yeah. The sad thing
is like watching him leave with Magneto and I was like in the theater, I'm like, no, dude, no.
Yeah. What a time, dude. That's how we are now. In 10 years, we're gonna look back now and be like, I remember watching Deadpool and Wolverine in theaters and blah blah blah. anyway. Yeah, him coming back is cool, although the MCU is so freaking huge, I could see this being the only time we ever see him. It could be like a 10-minute scene, which is always kind of sad, but at least we could see him again, and they, you know, they're giving us that. But, yeah, overall, I'm stoked. I don't know what it means for the MCU, but they've been teasing X-Men coming into the MCU for like 3 or 4 years now, so hopefully it starts happening. I know, all I'll say is that there have been lots of teases, so we'll see. Moving on.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. speaking of Disney, lots of new Disney movies have been announced. I don't think they had any kind of...
This is like an announcement.
Oh, it's just like Q1's earning call. I don't know. Anyway, they just randomly announced a ton of movies. Obviously, we got Inside Out 2 coming. But Moana 2 was happening. There was a tiny little teaser for that. Which I think Moana is decent. Here's a bad take, hot take. I'm not a huge fan of Lin-Manuel Miranda's like style. Like the rap.
I'm gonna make a bad take one for you.
I don't have any. That's the only one. but I think the movie was great, and I don't like that they're doing a live action version. Making live action versions of animated movies, especially when they're only a few years old, is like disrespectful and just like almost acts like. That's cute. Here's the real version of the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Much crappier version. Always too. It's never like, wow, you know what? Yeah, this was way better.
It's kind of how I feel about like, I don't know if I feel this way or not, but off the top of my head, like I tend to feel that way with like video game movies or shows like Last of Us. 'Cause they're like, here's the real, you know, we know you guys don't want to play the video game. Here's the story. It's like, no.
Yeah.
It's a great story already, and people can enjoy it. Anyway, sorry, bad take. There's two bad takes on 5 minutes.
No, I feel that way. I kind of agree. Like, I still haven't watched The Last of Us show.
Yeah, me neither.
Because I'm not... I experienced that story, and it was excellent.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
And I'm sure the show's fine. I'm sure the show's great, even. I just am not interested in watching it again.
It's one of the best shows to ever be made.
Oh, shoot.
I don't think that's possible. I don't think it's possible.
It is.
I'll watch it first, dude. And if not, but I really don't think it's possible. Just because I'm like, I played the game, and like the story in the game was great. I'm not the biggest like everybody's like all about the game. The game's fine. It's a good story. It's kind of whatever.
All right, you heard it here first. When they make a Destiny movie, Brian's not going to watch it.
I'll let you know right now. Well, but here's the deal. Here's the difference.
Nope.
Is they're not going. They're not. There's no story in Destiny, so they can't just like shot for shot remake a thing that we've already experienced. They would go into the lore and show us something we've never seen before.
There's only no story if you're not a nerd and read all the lore like you.
Yes, exactly. And there's a lot of stuff in there that it's like, dude, watching The Great Hunt, where it's basically like Guardians fighting reality-bending wish dragons. Like, that sounds freaking dope. And I don't have any idea what that looks like, and I would love to see it. But
lives in here.
I'm like, I'm not like dying for it either, though. That's kind of the thing for me, too. Like, when Destiny was like, we're buying TV studios and hiring movie execs, I'm like, no, just make a good game, dude. That's all I want. I kind of feel the same way about this, where I'm like, eh. I bet all that to say, Steve, I think I'm with you there.
Yeah. Moana 2, anyway, is happening. It takes place on an expansive new voyage with Moana, Maori, and a brand new crew of unlikely seafarers. After receiving an unexpected call from her wayfinding ancestors, Moana must journey to the far seas of Oceania, okay, and into dangerous, long-lost waters for an adventure unlike anything she's ever faced. Sorry, I didn't realize that sentence was so long when I started it, but I had to finish. Cool. Like I said, Moana's good. You know, we'll see. A new Pixar film called Elio sees a young boy transported to space after making contact with aliens, where he becomes an ambassador for Earth in a major planetary gathering that's an intergalactic version of the United Nations. I have seen something about this a long time ago, but it's coming out June 13th of next year. Zootopia 2 is happening. Zootopia is good. It's fun. Not one that I'm as obsessed with, but they're making a sequel. I mean, I love Jason Bateman. I don't know. It's cool.
Dude, there's like the announcements. This section was, I was like, oh, sick. All the stuff nobody asked for.
Dude, like, cool. Literally,
at least they lumped it together.
For me personally, it just feels like Disney's been losing money. So they're like, what have been our popular movies? Let's just make another one. And it's just like a shoe in, safe. Like, you know? Yeah. Speaking of played safe, Toy Story 5 is in the works. Nope. TBA 2026.
I'm going to pause. Disney's been doing this since the 80s and 90s. This isn't because they're losing money.
It's only happening right now because they're losing money. Bob told me.
I mean, there was a Lion King 2 before.
But those were direct to video. You know what I'm saying? Like back when there was like Pixar, they were like trying new things, and now they're just like Toy Story 5, Frozen 3.
That was also like a mainline content like stream back then. There was no streaming. There was no like medium for movies that weren't going to theater beyond direct to. So it's like
true.
If they had an idea and made it. Like, I don't know. I agree that I don't think Lion King 2 is like, you know, the most innocent of movies and not just a cash grab, but, you know, it was definitely like, I think a different, like, they were like, oh, a cash grab. We need an extra $1 million. Now they're like, we're down $8 billion. Somebody go dig up Woody.
Yeah, Frozen 3 is going to cost way more to make than Lion King 2. Anyway.
Lion King 2, I think the three of us probably could have funded.
Probably.
Disney ain't, I mean, they just dropped $1.5 billion. I don't think they're making movies this because is paying they're for hurting
it.
For money.
This is what's paying for it. They're like, we got to buy Fortnite. Let's make Frozen 3.
Oh my
God. I think they're not like strapped for cash, obviously, but they have not been as profitable in the last couple like quarters as they have been. I think it's time for them to pivot, though. I think the whole like MCU thing has kind of maybe run its course, and people are a little tired of it. Mm-hmm. I think there's a way to keep it going with it being good quality, but like, you know, you can't do Endgame again. You can't just. I don't know, wait 10 years and release another big budget movie and expect
when was Endgame? Was that 2018? Was that 2018?
Ooh,
I think it was 2018 or 2019.
Right. Yeah.
That's freaking 5 or 6 years ago, dude. And we're nowhere near being prepared for any kind of. We haven't had an Avengers movie or anything. Anyway, whatever. I'm not trying to get off and answer you. But anyway. Yeah, and Bob Iger recently said, like, yeah, we've made too many sequels. And then he's like, anyway, we're probably going to keep doing it. But so Toy Story 5 is happening. Toy Story 4 to me was disappointing. So we'll see what happens with this one. Frozen 3, I never saw Frozen 2, though I heard it was good. But I also didn't care too much for Frozen 1. I feel like just all the, like, once Disney moved to 3D animation, I haven't been as obsessed with them as others.
Which ones?
All of the, like, I'm not saying Tangled is bad, but, like, they started with Tangled being, like, 3D animation and then haven't really made, like, 2D animation. Like, Princess and the Frog bombed so bad, they were like, all right, we gotta get in the 3D animation. But I love Princess and the Frog.
It's a great one, yeah.
Anyway, Frozen 3 is happening. Cool. Some others, not necessarily recently announced, but Tron 3 is still happening. I think they like recently started production on that.
Is Tron 2 out or done?
Well, it was Tron and then Tron Legacy, and Tron 3 will be, led by Jared Leto. we are getting a live-action Lilo and Stitch. We're getting a live-action Aristocats. Cruella 2 is happening, I guess. Live-action Hercules. This is Pirates of the Caribbean reboot. I don't know if I knew about that.
I'm okay with a reboot of Pirates of the Caribbean if they, like start, like, no Captain Jack. Not like, I'm Captain Jack's
son.
Nephew. Yeah, or son, or, yeah, what? Dude, give us other pirates, man.
Other Caribbeans.
Those were some of the best movies. Like, the first, like, two or three were, like, so amazing. Yeah,
I remember the first one came out, it was, like, the biggest surprise hit. Like,
yeah, man. What a great movie, too. It still holds up.
Mm-hmm.
Just agreed. Incredible.
Here's one we're all looking for. Sister Act 3. Mm-hmm. I love Sister Act, so...
Sister Act 1 is fantastic.
It's a banger. I guess that's happening. 3 Men and a Baby. Wow, this list is going, dude. 3 Men and a Baby is classic, dude. Untitled Tower of Terror movie. I guess the straight-to-video Steve Guttenberg, Kirsten Dunst movie wasn't good enough for them.
What?
It's bad. Haley made me watch it one time.
Wait, which one?
Tower of Terror?
Tower of Terror one? Like the old one?
With Steve Guttenberg and Kirsten Dunst? Wasn't that it?
Of the Bible fame? I'm just kidding. Guttenberg Bible? No.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I don't know my Bibles.
Yeah. It's fine.
Steve Guttenberg was in Police Academy, 3 Men and a Baby, It Takes Two with the Olsen Twins. Classic. Anyway.
Brooke said some of the old Tower of Terror movie is so bad. He said it's so bad. Some of it was literally filmed at the ride in Disney World. And Ben Apollo says the Mad Max The Wasteland was also announced.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I'm not like in the Mad Max. Like, I'm not like a big fan, not for any reason. I just hadn't really, I haven't seen any of the other ones, so, but that's cool. I know people really love those.
Mad Max: The Wasteland. Let me look that up real quick. Directed by George Miller. Oh, Tom Hardy, really? Okay. According to this, allegedly.
Yeah. He was in Fury Road.
Yeah. So
he was Max, right?
He was Mad Max.
Mm-hmm. He was Mad Max.
Yeah. Cool movie. I'm glad they're making a sequel. I'm curious. I did not know that. Thank you. Yeah. That's pretty much all I got for that. Moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on. Disney and Epic Games.
The big one.
So this trailer came out and everybody was kind of like, what is this exactly? It says Disney and Epic Games are creating a new expansive and open games and entertainment universe connected to Fortnite. Pulls over here. So what could that be? It's kind of sounding like a, you know, like social MMO world where it's kind of like, we don't have anything like this, and it's kind of surprising because this definitely seems like a brainer, like a freaking virtual world, like Ready Player One.
It's the way to do it, dude. If you're gonna do this, I mean, who better to partner? I know I've been kind of like anti-licensed material in Fortnite for a long time, but now I'm like, dude, you know what? If you're gonna do it, do it. You know, like if basically your whole game is going to just be the fact that you could play as all these cool characters in one space, that's cool. But like lean in, do it. And I think Disney, I know they didn't purchase like Epic or anything, but they invested like $1.5 billion into it. Is that a majority stake? I didn't see if they bought like a majority stake or if they just,
I don't
about
know
a stonks. Large stake.
I don't know anything about stonks.
Well, either way, Disney now owns a portion of Epic, the world. However big. $1.5 billion worth.
It kind of reminds me of...
I think this is cool.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, like I said, it's a little bit... I could put my tinfoil hat on about it, but it kind of reminds me of... did you see Wreck-It Ralph 2? Ralph Breaks the Internet. Not as good as the first one at all, but... He goes into the internet and he's like walking through Star Wars world and Marvel world and stuff like that. And it kind of reminds me of that, but you can see in the like screen grab of, one shot of the trailer where they kind of show like a visual of what it could look like. And there's like a huge Disney area. There's a Stark Industries tower. You can see a Marvel building, an ESPN building, Lucasfilm. I see the Toy Story ball. I see the Lilo and Stitch planes flying overhead. Yep. They got a little Disney Cruise Line thing over there.
Building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a quote, from the Disney people. And then a quote from the Epic guy. Disney Dude says, our exciting new relationship with Epic Games will bring together Disney's beloved brands and franchises with a hugely popular Fortnite and a transformational new games and entertainment universe. Has that ever been, is that a term that's been used? Games and entertainment universe. That's Bob Iger. He says, this marks Disney's biggest entry ever into the world of games and offers significant opportunities for growth and expansion. We can't wait for fans to experience the Disney stories and worlds they love in groundbreaking new ways. I hope that they really make it awesome. And it's not just like, I'm not hating on it. Asia loves it, but it's not just like Disney Dreamlight Valley where it's like, go in and spend some time and farm some crops. I know it's way more than that. I hope she's not listening.
I don't get that vibe from this. I think it's going to be kind of like what Fortnite had started doing already with like the fake Guitar Hero.
Yeah, they've really become a platform more so than
Fortnite is like a platform in itself because it has, and they've done a good job of kind of, in my opinion, of like separating the Battle Royale like game mode. They're like, that is a game mode in Fortnite. Even at the beginning, it was not the main thing. It was their dumb save the world thing, which sucks. But like, they've kind of like I don't want to say rebranded because that's not the right word, but like if you log on to Fortnite, it's not just like immediate. All you got to do is ready up and you're in a BR. It's, you have to like go to the BR, select that, or go to Fortnite Lego, or go to Fortnite, I forget what it's called, the music one, the Guitar Hero thing, Jams, something, I don't know.
Don't know.
You have to like pick which one you want to play. And so I'm like, I could see that being really cool, like, if you want to like log in and be a stormtrooper and wander around this like dope, like, social space where...
Oh, I'm all
like
for
you
that.
Wanna... Yeah, man, same. That's something I love about Destiny is it's like, you're in the tower... Like, you know, your buddy's postmaster.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, and you're just, like, running around doing something dumb, and, you know, your other friend is in his vault, and you're, like, finally, you're like, hey, let's all get together and go do this thing, and you walk over to that guy and go do it, and whatever. And I could see that being super cool for this, where it's like, hey, like, let's all meet up at the BR building. Let's go play Fortnite, like, Battle Royale. Dude. And you, like, walk over there. You know, you could probably launch it from a menu, too, but, like, I like the idea of, like, the four of us, like, you know, walking over to the building and like, we're going to play this right now. And then when we're done, it's like, one of you is like, nah, I'm going to go play the Guitar Hero thing.
Yeah. But you're all still like together.
Yeah, together.
I mean, I know like MMOs have been a thing for so long, but this just seems kind of fresh. And, the social feel of it to me is awesome. Again, you know, I know we're headed towards the future of WALL-E, where everybody's just sitting in their chairs and not actually talking to people. They're just talking to their avatars. But right now it sounds cool. So I'm honestly stoked for it. Brooks in chat says Disney Infinity walked so Disney Epic could run. Dude.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, dude. Disney Infinity. Oh my gosh. I could cry every time I think
Bring
about
it back.
I had so much fun with
it. Bring
that.
It back.
So Tim Sweeney, CEO at Epic Games, says Disney was one of the first companies to believe in the potential of bringing their worlds together with ours in Fortnite, and they use Unreal Engine across their portfolio. Now we're collaborating on something entirely new to build a persistent, open, and interoperable ecosystem that will bring together the Disney and Fortnite communities. This will enable us to bring together our incredible collection of stories and experiences from across the company for a broad audience in ways we've only dreamed of before. This is Josh DeMauro, chairman of Disney Experiences, says Epic Games' industry-leading technology and Fortnite's open ecosystem will help us reach consumers where they are so they can engage with Disney in the ways that are most relevant to them. Pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this. Yeah.
Same. I don't know if there's any information on like dates or anything like that, but it's probably a ways away, but
for sure.
Exciting. Cool stuff. Moving on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Real quick. I just thought this was interesting. I never saw the Eternals because I heard it was bad. And Kumail Nanjiani was recently on a podcast where you always kind of wonder when movies are out and they're like not doing well and you see the actors like making the round, the like marketing rounds and like doing interviews and stuff. And you're like, do they know about the reviews? Like, is it bad? Like how are they pretending to like it? And side note, I feel like your girl Dakota Johnson is experiencing some of that with Madame Web right now. Every interview I see with her, she's just kind of like, yeah, I love the character so much and it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can tell. Anyway, Kumail Nanjiani was recently on a podcast. Oh, he was on Michael Rosenbaum's Inside of You podcast. Michael Rosenbaum.
Yeah.
Played Lex Luthor in Smallville, Flash in the Justice League cartoon. He's buds with James Gunn. so it's cool to, cause he, you know, can get these comic book actors or whatever on his podcast and ask them all the questions we want to ask them anyway. So he talks a little bit about doing, the promo rounds, and he says it was really, really hard because Marvel thought the movie was going to be really, really well received, so they lifted the embargo really early, and they also put it in some fancy movie festivals, and they sent us on a big global tour promoting the movie right as the embargo was lifted. And so we had to travel the world while they thought we'd be going on a wave of raves, and it wasn't true.
Yeah, man. That's got to be rough, dude. I can't imagine, like, especially because it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad.
It was actually a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
It just is, wasn't, it was, it didn't really have the same, like, Marvel DNA. Mm-hmm. It felt more, honestly, I thought I like it better than a lot of this. Like, the fact that, like, I guess people defend, people like, I don't know. I think it was also the, I'm trying to say, let me regroup.
Just say it.
The temperature of the room for Marvel at that moment in time was Thor Ragnarok, which I like a lot. Like, I do enjoy that movie a lot, but it is not in my top five favorite Marvel movies. It's fine. It's kind of goofy, and that's just not my thing. It's that's fine. I don't, but like that was what everybody was like freaking out about Thor Ragnarok, and like I don't know. It just is not that. Very, very different from that. More of a actual story, like a self-contained actual story. I thought it was really interesting and really good. I like Kumail Nanjiani, and it was fantastic. And it's a bummer because especially when like that movie's not that bad, and the success of Ragnarok got us Love and Thunder, which was a freaking turd fest.
Oh gosh, dude.
And I don't know, dude. It just I really that really breaks my heart because the movie was good too.
Yeah. Yeah, so he kind of goes on to say that he was so aware of it, he was checking reviews all the time, and he ended up like having to go to therapy counseling for it, and
oh my God.
Yeah, it's just kind of sad, like, you know, these guys, he had like, the actors have like so little control over how a movie turns out, but they're like the face of it, so they really have to like trust who's making the movie, and it doesn't always work out. And it's always a shame that they're the ones who are in front of the cameras and have to pretend like it's an amazing movie. And, yeah. So anyway, I think he basically like learned a lesson from that and is much more choosy with the movies and roles he takes on, which is good. But anyway,
yeah,
that's it.
Quick break. It makes me sad. I want Eternals too. Yeah, I really do.
I still need to watch it. I do want to watch it.
It's very good. I think I really do think you'll like it. It's way more like classic movie formula, rather than like the like bite sized kind of, you know, fast food style the MCU has been giving.
Yeah.
It has some weight to it. It's not perfect.
Yeah.
It's not, but
it probably came out.
I did enjoy it
when Marvel was closer to its peak versus now. Like,
it comes out,
people would probably be like, "It's not that bad."
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
the cast was great. The acting was good. The action was cool.
Mm-hmm. It's a product of one. It's a product of COVID. Like it literally. True. I mean, it came out October or November 2021.
Yeah.
But because of COVID and all of the like release date shifts, like it felt like they've been working on it for way longer than they actually have. Mm-hmm. Like it was supposed to come out in like November of 2020 or something like that, and it released a full year later. But so it's a product of that, and then it's also a product of like, look what you have it look what you have to compare it to.
Yeah,
like so I think it's just a bad time.
Yeah.
For it. I wouldn't say like
it was
good. It was decent. Like it wasn't Dark World. It wasn't like Like, it's not, I never got the hate. Like, I don't understand why people hated on it so much.
Yeah, me either. I remember watching it kind of like, because I think that was another, baby, what is it called? Paternity leave movie for me.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I watched Logan, I watched The Eternals, I watched all of the DC EU movies at that time. And I watched Logan, remember, I was like, I don't get it. I don't get why everybody loves this movie. That was like, whatever. That was super forgettable. I don't understand. And then I watched The Eternals like right after that, and I was like, I thought that was pretty great. Maybe it's
Eternals
because
is better than Logan. You heard it first.
And I didn't say that, but I might agree with it. I'd have to watch them both again. I'm not ready to make a decision, but I remember like watching it with the understanding of like people don't like this movie. Like I've heard it's bad.
Yeah.
And Lee was actually texting. We were in our group, and Lee was like, "Dude, it's a solid movie. Like
it's crazy.
He really enjoys it too." So I was like,
"It came out in 2021? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that's not that long ago. I thought it came out way before that. Yeah, it came out sandwiched in between Shang-Chi and Spider-Man No Way Home.
That's very true too, as well. Because like Shang-Chi was awesome. And then so I guess that could make it look better because Shang-Chi's way better than The Eternals, in my opinion. But
absolutely.
Shang-Chi also does still kind of follow that MCU formula. It diverts from it in very positive ways, which makes that movie way better. But I think Shang-Chi like starts with the foundation of a standard MCU movie and then is elevated by the differences. I think Eternals is like brand new. Like they're like, nope, start from scratch. Not an MCU movie feel at all.
Yeah.
And then No Way Home kind of is an outlier. In every way.
It was kind of like the start of the decline. Like it was Black Widow wasn't great. So leading up to it, you had Endgame, Spider-Man Far From Home. Black Widow wasn't great, but you know, COVID and all that stuff, whatever. Shang-Chi comes out, and then Eternals.
Yeah, I thought it was fine.
No Way Home was great, but then you start getting Doctor Strange, Thor Love and Thunder, Wakanda Forever, Quantumania. So
dude, more hot takes for you coming down the pipe. Quantumania is fine, dude. That's a good movie.
I haven't seen it either.
It's fine. It's good. It's not as good as Ant-Man and the Wasp, but like, it's not bad.
Right.
There are a few things I didn't love how they handled, but that I also kind of like understood at the time. It's changed now where they're going with like the Kangs and all that sort of stuff. Right. So I was like, it's not that big of a deal. Like that movie's fine. It's a good, fun movie. I laughed. It was, Bill Murray was in it.
Ew.
And, dude, it's fine. Wakanda Forever kind of fell flat for me.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
I just want to like, as much as people complain about these movies and like compare them to Ant-Man, like we do realize that a rat is basically the reason Endgame happened.
True.
Like,
Deus Ex Machina, dude. the Lord provides the rat.
Yep.
He was the.
I love it.
Thorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's been too much hate on MCU movies recently because the expectations are too high. Like. You know, if right now, like think if everything was swapped, if we were just now getting Iron Man 1, you know, and like we got the Kang stuff first or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, or, you know, just hypothetically, if the order was swapped and instead of, what was the first Phase 4? Was it Wakanda Forever? But like,
first
instead
of
that,
was Black Widow technically.
Okay. So instead of Black Widow, we get Iron Man 1, you know, and we've already had three phases of other MCU movies that we loved. mm-hmm. would we be like excited, or would we be like, dude, that kind of fell flat. The villain wasn't very like powerful or ominous. Like, I don't understand the, you know what I'm saying? Like, we would nitpick it to death because we had all these expectations already. I think we're kind of looking through rose colored glasses a little bit with these newer movies. Multiverse of Madness was solid. The Eternals was fine. The Quantumania is not a stinky movie. It's a pretty good movie. Like, they're not bad. They're just, our expectations have shifted, and I think it's fair that they've shifted, but I still think it's bringing unfair criticism.
Mm-hmm. We're also I was just gonna say, Robert Downey Jr., just his mm-hmm. personality, him as a person, yeah. was like the staple.
He is the
MCU. For so long.
Yeah.
Anyway.
One thing I will say about Eternals, and I don't think this is why it got the hate, but like, something that I don't feel like it did well is, like, the Eternals are like these beings that would like wipe the floor with the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's portrayed super well mm-hmm. in the movie. But I think that's also a result of there aren't really like Avengers in the movie. So you can't like mm-hmm. compare the two because you're not seeing them together.
It's a lot to keep up with once the universe is that big. Cause I remember when that movie came out, people were like, where the heck were these guys during whatever? And they had to like put it in the script. Like, once Thanos was killed, we were able to blah, blah, or whatever.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. There's a lot, it's valleys of like, you know, gonna blow up the neighborhood, and then you got gonna eat the universe level
right
villains. Yeah. But anyway, it stinks cool. and I don't like it.
Yeah. It stinks
and I don't like it.
Dude, Steve, I want to watch the Marvels this week because it's on Disney Plus finally.
Same.
Mm-hmm. You should watch the Eternals, and then next week we should like give our unbiased takes.
It's so hard because like there's so many movies I want to watch.
Just watch that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't watch those other ones.
Yeah.
Quick break.
They're not going anywhere. None of them are.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to head into the lightning round of this week's nerdy news brought to you by
Lee.
So enjoy it. Stick around, and we'll see you in just a second.
Welcome to the Lightning Round, brought to you by Movega. I'm Lee with your weekly source for all things movies, video games, and more. Now grab your ponchos and let's catch up on this week's news. Helldivers 2 overtakes God of War to become Sony's biggest Steam launch. This is not surprising news. The Helldivers sequel makes the switch from top-down RTS to third-person chaotic PvE shooter, and it is quite the success story. I downloaded this game the day after launch, and it is the most fun I have had for $40 on a game since the NES. Look it up, that's how long it's been since games were below $50. But seriously, this extremely self-aware robot bug shooter is the chaotic answer we always wanted to the question, what if Starship Troopers had a really fun knockoff game? Don't lie, you know you've asked that question before. PS5 reportedly has outsold Xbox Series X and S 2-1. Now I'll be the first to admit that the whole concept of a console war is ridiculous and is anything but good for the consumer. As time goes on, I feel that PlayStation and Xbox are proving that they have different goals when it comes to gaming and consoles. Furthermore, other recent Xbox news seems that they may be giving some previously Xbox exclusives over to the PS5 and potentially getting out of the console game and jumping entirely into Game Pass. Could this be Microsoft playing chess and getting way ahead of the competition with less hardware / cloud gaming and finally get streaming right? Only time will tell, but can we please finally stop arguing about the console wars? Just enjoy your games and stop judging people. Gosh! With the recent business moves, Crunchyroll will fully absorb Funimation, but will not allow digital purchases from Funimation to transfer over to Crunchyroll. Obviously, this means very bad things for those with purchases and has caused an increasingly urgent discussion on digital rights and ownership therein. This absolutely proves that convenience of streaming may not be the best thing. Own physical copies or ensure that which you do own digitally is local, people. This also brings up an interesting perspective for the debate of digital piracy. The old adage of, you wouldn't download a car, is not only more practical and possible these days, but actually doesn't seem quite as vilifying. Which is a perfect segue for our last bit of news. Skull and Bones is finally launching this week. After 7 years, the Ubisoft game that technically stemmed off of the Assassin's Creed franchise is finally here. The beta is currently live as of recording, and it's fine. I can't say that I'm excited about another live service game from a AAA company that tries to tell me that $70 price tag will be worth it in the long run, which was a quote from their CEO. With so many of these indie studios putting out incredible games at lower prices, and this extended development timeline/delay schedule that has been Skull and Bones, I guess we'll see how it plays out. But full disclosure, I doubt I will be buying this game. Well, it looks like the storm has passed. Be sure to check out the Moviga podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or anywhere you listen to that sort of thing, where we're talking all things movies, video games, and more. I'm Lee, and thanks for joining me this week for The Lightning Round.
Welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. Hey, every week we post a discussion question for you guys to take part in. Every week that I remember to post it, and I did this week, kind of. I put it in our Discord, and you can find that by going to our website, movigapodcast.com, and check the links at the very bottom. Hop in our Discord. Lots of conversation going on there throughout the week. And that's where we put our weekly discussion questions. So this week's was your favorite Easter egg in a movie or video game? And we got some answers. You guys came in clutch and saved me, even though I posted it super late. Appreciate you. Chuck says, all right, I think I have to go with Warcraft 3. It's a simple thing, but when you clicked on units, they talked. When you kept clicking on them, they cycled through lines. When you kept clicking on them, the lines would get hilarious. That and the hidden Zerg Hydralisk on one of the story maps that you could recruit. I think Warcraft 3 is the game that really introduced me to Easter eggs like that. I remember Halo having some good ones too. Something about you could like go out of the level in Halo and find one of the skulls or something. I can't remember, but that was my first like introduction to like Easter eggs. I was like, Easter egg? What are you talking about? Anyway, good answer. I never played the Warcraft games. Brooks Homeschool says, I don't know if it qualifies because it's not hidden or anything. It doesn't. Moving on. Just kidding. He says, the PlayStation 1 and Crash Bandicoot and Uncharted 4 were so freaking cool and meta. It's the only thing I can currently think of besides The Cake is a Lie, which I'm not sure if that qualifies either. For those of you who don't know, in Uncharted 4, there's like a whole part of a level where you're like playing Crash Bandicoot.
That's basically as far into the game as I got.
Oh my gosh, dude.
I'm just kidding.
Good answer. Love that. Jeff says, I really like how they reference all the classic fairy tales in Shrek. Such a nice touch to true cinematic masterpiece. Jeff likes Shrek. Okay.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. Lee says, I like the references that well-written shows make. You didn't list TV shows as part of the question, so it doesn't count. Moving on. Just kidding again. He says, I'm going to go ahead and answer that because I feel like it's implied. Community has a 3-season payoff where one random line in each season includes Beetlejuice. So on the 3rd season's Halloween episode, they say it for the 3rd time. In the background, a character dressed up like Beetlejuice casually walks down the hallway.
I remember that, dude.
It's a quick blink and you'll miss it, but excellent execution. Dude, Community is like one of the best examples of blink and you'll miss it.
Yep.
Humor, and I love it.
Yep. It's so good, dude. And that Easter egg, dude, I remember, like, I didn't notice it, and then, like, until I saw somebody post about it, and you go back, and yeah, it's like the 3rd time they say Beetlejuice in the show, it's like, all he does is walk by, like, behind Annie or whoever as they say it. And I'm like, what a good, like, Easter egg for no one. Like, nobody cares. And nobody was
we care. They did it for us right here, right now.
Yeah, but they did it for us, because let's go.
All right. Josh says, I'm answering twice. Number one, in The Thing, the Norwegians basically tell the Americans the plot of the movie in the first minute. Love it. Number two, trains and superhero movies. Once you notice, it's impossible to watch a superhero movie without noticing. Oh no, I'm scared. Obviously, Spider-Man 2 is a good example of this, but to name a few more, Blade, Ant-Man, Batman and Robin, 1941, The Wolverine, Black Panther, Spider-Man 3, The Incredibles, Daredevil, Batman Begins, Across Spider-Verse, The Joker, X-Men, Winter Soldier, Hellboy, and so many more also have train scenes. Name any superhero movie probably has a train in it.
Huh.
True.
Yeah. I'm like sitting here like thinking through them. Daredevil. I'm trying to think of the one in Daredevil. It's been a minute since I've seen that.
I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Trains in it. It's kind of a train, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Started with Superman. Yeah, Superman saves the train. Anyway, moving on. Chuck says, oh, if we can pick shows, the Easter eggs in Community are top tier. Abed having an entire episode in the background where he delivers a baby and then later on referencing it. And when they ask what they were doing when that happened, he just says, I don't know, probably something off in the background.
Yeah.
early season 3, Troy and Abed's apartment is 303. And there's a line over the image that says, I thought they said 304 because the episode was swapped for whatever reason from being season 3, episode 3 to season 3, episode 4. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's funny.
Love it. He says, oh, and Jeff comments on Shirley's ex-husband's sweater, and he says, thanks, my dad gave it to me. He played the oldest son on The Cosby Show, Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Nice, yep.
love it. Mikey says, I like that in Doom 2016, you could find a version of the original Doom games and play through that. Super cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. All right, Lee's got a psych one. No surprise. He says, psych, final episode finale. Gus, for the entire series, gets called Bud, and people tell him he looked exactly like Bud from The Cosby Show. And his new boss in the final episode is Bud from The Cosby Show. But they also mention another detective through the whole series, but never show him. Sean is also always obsessed with Val Kilmer. The finale also reveals who this other detective is, and the actor is Val Kilmer. Super funny payoffs for bits that started in the show. I'm like reading it live as Lee is typing it right now. One more. He says his gaming Easter egg is Halo 3 has some hilarious hidden dialogues and conversations that include the cast from Red versus Blue. The dialogue is also different depending on the difficulty you're playing through on the campaign. I remember that my friend being if you play legendary, so-and-so like hugs a monster at the very end or whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's cool.
Anyway, what about you guys? Thanks for all the answers. Appreciate you.
I have a generic one. So like for me, I love Easter eggs, but like for me, the best Easter eggs were always the Nazi zombie ones in the Call of Duty games, because you had to work so hard to get them and do all this crazy stuff. I mean, you know, there's like the songs and like the Keynoter Toten one that I'm like, that's fine. But there's also like so many others there where it's like you have to sit by this door and like knock with your melee on it, the pattern that's being knocked to you, all of that just to get like a dancing doll or something. I don't know. It's like, it's crazy. It's stuff I've never even done, but we've tried. And then even some of the later ones, like Transit has one that is just absolutely insane, but it's those are like my favorite because you have to work so hard and they feel so like awesome when you get them. You're like, yeah, and so it's cool.
Love it. Justin?
Oh no. Oh gosh.
You have 3 seconds.
So for me, this is just one that I remember. I don't know if I would say it's my favorite, but in The Witcher 3, Ciri, who is not really like Geralt's daughter, but basically.
You'll need to unlock your iPhone first.
Okay, cool. So Ciri, that's why, because I said Ciri.
Yeah.
So basically she has this, ability that allows her to like jump in and out of different realities. And when Geralt finally finds her, she tells him of a world where people there had metal in their heads, waged war from a distance using things similar to megascopes, and there were no horses. Everyone had their own flying ships instead. So she's, people have interpreted that to mean she spent some time in Night City from Cyberpunk.
That's cool.
So I just think, I always thought that one was kind of cool, because it was, I don't think they had even, I'm almost positive they hadn't even announced Cyberpunk at that point when The Witcher first came out.
And they were like, people are going to love this. Just wait till they see.
I mean, I did. I loved it.
I have started it twice, and I need to get better at it.
I'm surprised.
I know. I enjoyed it a lot the second time, but I feel like something else just comes out every time I try, and I go to that. Anyway.
What about you, Stefan?
Me personally? A few that I remember thinking were so crazy. The fact that, like, Yoshi is on the roof and Super Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
The, like, elusive Sasquatch in the Grand Theft Auto series. Yep. I think it was San Andreas, where it was like, I don't remember if it was confirmed or not that he was there, but they end up like putting him in a weird like DLC level or something from Red Dead. But those are a couple in games. And then one that to me Easter eggs are more like references to other things in your movie that you've hidden in the movie, but some people see them as like small touches in a movie that if you blink and you'll miss it. But one I always thought was cool was in Back to the Future, whenever at the beginning of the movie, he's in the parking lot at Twin Pines Mall. And then when he's goes back into the past, he runs into a tree next to another pine tree. And then when he comes back, it's now the Lone Pine Mall because anyway,
that's cool. I like that.
And then you could see like, there's a part where Yoda is in E.T. and then in Phantom Menace, if you look at one of those little car things in the courtroom, you can see E.T.'s.
Yep.
Kind of cool. There's so many. I feel like I'll think of more when I get off of this. But Community and Arrested Development, those shows are some of the best at like recalling tiny little bits in earlier seasons. But yeah,
dude, as far as like video game Easter eggs, nobody does it better than Rockstar.
True, dude.
Like Red Dead, the Grand Theft Auto Easter eggs. Dude, like,
think of like all the ones in what is it? The dead, the zombie thing in the first one, Red Dead.
Oh,
Undead Nightmare. Undead Nightmare.
Yeah, Undead Nightmare.
Like there was a ton. I remember playing that. I mean, that was still back before like I was like into like. Like it wasn't on PC or anything, so it's like there wasn't a lot of data mining. Mm-hmm. So like I played it, and like freaking the horse of war, just is like, and you're like, what is that? And then you get over there, and you're like, oh my gosh! Like that's, you know, it's like, and then you get it, and you get like an achievement, and it's like you've tamed war, and I'm like, what the heck, dude? Undead Nightmare was so fun.
I remember Uncharted 3 had a newspaper article that looked like it was about Last of Us.
Yeah, I remember that fungus. One. Oh, yeah.
And everyone was like, oh my gosh, it's the same universe. But I think they have since said, like, no, it's not the same universe. It's just something fun. But yeah, Grand Theft Auto is, like, full of them. Like, you go to certain places at a certain time, and you can see, like, Thelma and Louise drive off a cliff.
Yeah.
And, like, the alien abduction stuff and GTA 5. Good stuff, dude.
Isn't there a, I think it's The Last of Us, where there's like a PSP
on
the ground? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's part two. Maybe that too, but I remember in part two.
One, there's like a PlayStation 3
in
there. Like,
In part two, there's a girl playing a Vita right before pounce on
The one I'm thinking of is like, it's literally just one on the ground. But it's like the screen is on. So you're like, what the frick kind of batteries is this thing?
Oh, dude, never ending.
A good one.
Good. Some Sony quality, unbeatable battery right there, dude. Anyway, thanks everyone for participating in the discussion question. I think next week we're going to do, what was it again? What was Mikey's suggestion?
A movie you regret seeing in theater.
Yeah
boy. We're going to go That's negative a good one. And mean next week. So get your mean caps on. But other than that, don't forget to follow us on social media at Moviga Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Moviga. Streaming our weekly podcast every Moviga Monday at 8 p.m. among other streams throughout the week. Hop on our Discord. Follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. The audio goes live every Friday. To find all of these places, just go to movigapodcast.com. Check it out. Hang out. You can watch streams there, and then links at the bottom for all the places you need to go. Shout out to Lee. Editor, we love you. Appreciate you. Lee. That's it.
Yeah, man. That's it.
GG's.
That's one for the books.
One for the books, baby. Guys, appreciate you. Thanks for being here. Everyone else, thanks for listening. We love you. And we'll see you over on Discord. Bye.
Bye.